to the Empowerment Journey Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant, your best-selling author, motivational speaker, and award-winning career coach. Today, I have with me Dawn Leek. She is the CEO of Finally Free LLC and Dawn Leek Enterprise. She is a transformational life coach, certified health and wellness coach, international speaker, and best-selling author. Dawn works with successful professionals that are now ready to focus on themselves versus others and embrace change at any age. Dawn's passion is helping clients adjust their mindset, conquer fear, and find balance to take action in their career, life, or health with proven practical strategies. Her motto is "Do it scared." I'm excited about having her as a guest on my show. I'm all about personal and professional development and overcoming your challenges to show up great. And sometimes we may not know what our next steps are, and it's about trusting the process. So sometimes you got to do it scared. Welcome, Dawn, all the way from Mississippi, right?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I told you that when we chatted the other night, I was like, we're soul sisters, but you just don't know it. So it's amazing how, you know, a connection can happen on Facebook or, you know, on social media, the right connections if you use social media the right way. And so I know that you're very involved in many organizations on the Gulf Coast, including the Gulfport Chamber of Commerce Board, Leadership Gulf Coast Graduate, along with other things that you got going on in terms of conferences, et cetera. So, Dawn, please share with us a challenge that you may have faced in corporate or in your professional environment.
Absolutely. Thank you. There are so many challenges in everything, right? Everything's a challenge that we have to just conquer through and kind of, you know, just storm on through to get where we want to be. I would say that my biggest challenge was back in the 90s working for a very large corporation, and the management team was a predominantly white male management team, like throughout the entire company. You know, diversity just was not there. And I kept, you know, I had a job where I was an assistant manager and I was constantly supporting, you know, the male managers that were, you know, having those top positions and making all of that money. And basically I was doing the job. So, you know, I kept putting in for promotions and, just kept getting overlooked. And I really decided that I wasn't just gonna, you know, kind of do the woe is me, they're just overlooking me. I made it so that I could not be denied. And when I tell you, I showed up and showed out everywhere that I could. You know, they were not gonna not see me. And so I think that is the key. You know, I ended up getting promoted because they couldn't not, right? Because I just kept on. I was like that little nagging little voice, you know, constantly there. And the key to that is just facing things that we fear, because there were things that I felt that I was less than in certain areas. And it was kind of a male-female thing. For an example, you know, the store was going through a huge overhaul, just everything getting remodeled. And it was all about, you know, fixtures and measurements and how this was going to get set and how that, and that was so far out of my comfort zone. That was nowhere in my ballpark. So it would have been very easy just to ignore it and let the guys handle it. But I just jumped in and really faced my fear, and I didn't want to be the one that didn't know the answer on a conference call of, you know, what were the measurements of where this was going to stand, and, you know, where is the construction crew on this, and, You know, I had all, you know, at the time I had a lot of male managers that could have just answered all those questions for me. I could have just like put my head in the sand and ignored it. But one of the things I did was I really jumped out of my comfort zone just to learn those things, and I didn't like any of it. I really didn't. It just so wasn't something that I wanted to do. But I wanted to be promoted. I wanted the position that I felt that I deserved, but I wouldn't have deserved it if I didn't have all of the skills that I needed. And that was part of it. You know, I had to know these things. So I just jumped in, you know, full speed ahead, learned it all. And so when questions were asked, I had the answers immediately. So the key to it is to not just want something, but to know your business, know what your dreams are, know how, what steps you need to take to get to where you want to be, because it's definitely, you know, a challenge. Nothing's going to be handed to you. But if you continue to show up and show out, you will not be denied. They just can't. They can't.
I totally agree with you, Dawn, and I can appreciate and relate to what you're saying, because when I started in the federal government, I was the only black woman at the table with white males who were on their second and third careers. And that was a challenge in itself. And even today in corporate, I am the only black director sitting at the table, and black director, woman sitting at the table. And it comes with challenges. And so I spend time helping to educate other women, helping to empower them so they can sit at the table and amplify their voice. And the biggest thing that I say, which is parallel to what you said, is do it scared, have a growth mindset, but go in and solve a problem. That's what people want to see. You close gaps and solve a problem. And I commend you on where you are today. I commend you for not silencing your voice, showing up, being persistent. Like you said, you're like, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to be dogmatic and pragmatic, and I'm going to keep forcing my way in until they're going to say, who is this woman right there? And so I applaud you with that. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your strategies, and you kind of chatted about it a little bit, about how did you get your voice heard without it appearing like you're being annoying? I mean, how did you get your seat at the table?
Well, you know, one of the major things that helped me immensely, and I call him my angel on my shoulder, is I ended up at one point in this journey getting a new director, a new boss, and he was a black male. And so he approached me because he was seeing what was going on. He was seeing, you know, me being overlooked. He saw my ability, and he, you know, he pulled me aside one day and he had a conversation, and he said, look, you know, I understand where you're at. I see what you're going through. And I said, well, how can you understand? You're in the position that you're in. You're in a very prestigious position. And he said, what you don't understand, Dawn, is that I have to prove and reprove and reprove myself all the time. He said, other people, most, you know, he said, they prove themselves once and everybody's like, whoa, look at him. He said, but it doesn't work that way for me. I have to continually, you know, reaffirm my ability. And he said, and I can see that you are kind of facing the same thing. He said, so that's what we're going to do. We are going to continue to reaffirm your ability on a daily basis. And so he, you know, he mentored me. You know, he gave me opportunities that I wouldn't have had, just to kind of highlight myself. And so, you know, some of those things would be like special projects. You know, even if you don't know how to do it, step up. Just step up. I just continually, you know, was involved in things. And it almost kind of seems, when you think about it, and maybe, you know, as I'm saying this, people are thinking, well, you know, that kind of sounds unfair. And yeah, when you're in the position, it does kind of sound unfair, right? Because why do I have to, if I have these abilities, why do I have to continue to prove myself over and over and time again? Life isn't fair. So yeah, it's not fair. But you know what? To get to where you want to be, sometimes that's what we have to do. And it gets to a point where you don't have, you acquire that credibility that you do not have to continue to prove yourself. But when you are starting out, you know, I couldn't take on the attitude, well, they should know, you know, what I'm capable of. I've proved it. Well, you got to just continue to show up. And, you know, I did a lot of special projects. I used my voice. I spoke up. I showed my authority, you know, and my, you know, abilities and my knowledge that I had. And instead of, you know, constantly just giving it to others and sitting in, you know, on the sidelines quietly and letting the other person, you know, reap all the benefits of my work, I let it be known, you know, I did this. Here's how I, you know, I just stepped up and was just a huge advocate for myself. And like I said, when you continue to do that, people become curious about you. When you continue to show up, whether they know you or not, and the same thing, you know, stands true in networking, in, you know, collaborating. When you continue to show up and people constantly see you or they constantly hear your name, it's human nature to be curious. And so instead of you having to be such an advocate for yourself, people start seeking you because they want to know what you're about. Because who is this chick? Why is she always talking? Why is she always around? And so I think that, you know, without being pushy or, you know, being showboaty or anything like that, if your presence is so important, your voice is so important, whether it's something, you know, small, because I'm not the type of person that is comfortable tooting my own horn. I'm just not that person. But I've learned that you have to do it in a strategic way so that you don't come off, like you said, you know, kind of pushy or, you know, irritating to people. You just have to continue to be heard.
I can appreciate that, Dawn, and there were some key things that you said that resonates with me, and hopefully the listening audience heard that, which is showing up, but showing up, showing your, proving yourself, showing your competencies, show it in a way that it will not be a turnoff to others. The other key pieces that I talk about all the time is you are interviewing every single day, whether you realize it or not. And for your supervisor to say to you, hey, I want to help you, it is vitally important that you have a mentor and you also have a sponsor. And there are differences between the two, and I share my thoughts about that a lot. The mentor is there to help you grow based on their experiences, but that sponsor and that champion, which it could be all in the same, but that sponsor and champion is mentioning you in rooms where you're not present. And that is key. So we're going to come back and talk to Dawn a little bit more, but I also want to transition into her book as one of the co-authors of Trailblazers Who Lead. We will be right back after the break.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember once again to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Hi, this is Jennifer Bryant, life coach, career coach, consultant, speaker from Reaching Within an Empowerment Journey. Welcome. I want to share with you about my 30-day journal to overcoming personal challenge to achieve professional success. It is a uniquely crafted 30-day interactive journal where I share my story of how I overcame traumatic events and climbed the corporate ranks from clerk typist to executive. This journal provides inspirational quotes, blank pages, and prompts that will empower you to reflect and set goals to achieve personal and professional success. These coaching prompts will help you reach within to balance your life through maintaining a positive attitude and mindset, enhancing self-awareness, managing stress, and handling disappointment. Reach within to regain your power to live your life victoriously and successfully. You can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it directly from my site at reachingwithinempowerment.com. Welcome back to the Empowerment Journey Podcast. I am sitting here with this amazing powerhouse, Dawn Leek. Dawn, you have shared so much information with us about the importance of getting your voice heard as a woman, and how it's important for you to take on special projects, to be seen, to close gaps, and also to embrace the mentoring relationships for growth. Now, I want to transition to your book. You are a co-author of a book that the visionary Kern Cherry has pulled together with other amazing authors who were on my show. So Dawn, talk to us about your chapter and what it's all about.
Well, my chapter is about doing it scared. So, people that know me don't really know, you know, the old me and the, you know, the real inner me. And that is that I am outwardly to the public very much an extrovert, and, you know, I'm always talking. But the thing is that really deep down inside, I'm an introvert. So I'm very much a creature of habit. If I change my furniture around in the house, it causes anxiety for me. So a lot of the things that I do, I'm constantly pushing myself to do things like I'm doing today, to talk to you on your show, to get in the book and do different things. Just all of the things I do create sometimes a little bit more effort than it takes for most, just because I'm not always comfortable. And so doing it scared, my chapter is about, you know, taking the chances and coming up with a plan and figuring out, why am I so afraid of these things? Why do I fear these things? And so the biggest takeaway I would say is that once you create a plan and you kind of break down your fear and you find out what, just think about it, what would be the worst case scenario? What would happen if my fear actually came to fruition? What would happen? I mean, would I die? Probably not. So when you come up with the opposition for that fear, so what would happen? Most people say, well, I'd fail. So what happens if you fail? You know, what happens? Are you going to, you know, like I said, are you going to die? It's not going to kill you. It might hurt your ego a little bit, but you have to put your ego down, and then you have to come up with a plan how to combat that worst case scenario. Because once you figure out what the worst case scenario would be, what you fear, and you come up with a plan to deal with that, then guess what? Fear loses its power. it will no longer hold that power over you that is stopping you from reaching your goals. So that's the basis of my chapter. People don't know that there's a lot of people that are in a constant struggle with fear. And, you hear the words, I can't. Well, really, most times I can't means I won't. I'm not willing to get out of my comfort zone. I'm not willing to be uncomfortable. If we're uncomfortable, that means we're growing, right? So,
that's growth mindset.
Yes.
Growth mindset.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're not 6 years filming before you get on the stage to speak, well, I guess you're not alive, because
that's funny, because people say to me all the time, they're like, it seems like you're so confident when you get on stage. I said, every single time I am nervous. Every single time. And I have to get myself centered, I have to actually pray. And then I have to pick up the energy within the room, and then I'm good to go.
Right.
But like you said, if people say that they're not, then I don't know if that's an accurate statement.
Right, exactly.
So doing it scared is vitally important. And I appreciate you talking through ways of how you deal with that and the fact that people are fearful of things. I get fearful of things. And I know some of my ways of dealing with that is acknowledging it. Like by saying, I am uncomfortable with this. And then I dissect it a little bit further and say, why am I uncomfortable with this? And then I'm like, okay, has somebody else done it before? Who's done it before? Can I connect with that person to kind of understand what did it take to do it, and then go into action myself? So sometimes you got to do a little bit extra more work to change the narrative that's going on in your head. So I appreciate you actually calling that out and saying, okay, I was fearful. And look, I applaud you, because you reached out to me about my podcast. I was like, okay, I want to learn a little bit more.
Right. And the point is, and just as an example of that, I see these things I saw the information about your show. And I'm like so excited. I'm like, okay, I'm going to contact her, and I'm going to, this is great. This is fantastic. And then I'm like in my mode, right? And then I contact people, and I do set up different things, and I set up meetings and stuff like that. And then like 2 days later, the fear starts to like creep its way in. It starts to creep its way in. And then I start thinking of ways that I can get around doing what I've already committed to do. Because I'm letting that voice inside, tell me negative things. So positive affirmations in yourself are huge. People think it's silly. It is not silly. Affirmations, positive affirmations are so not silly. You may feel funny, but you need to say them out loud. You need to, tell yourself, yes, I am enough, and why wouldn't I want to be on this show, and what am I afraid of? And I always tell myself, girl, are you going to die? No, you're not going to die, and as long as you're going to die, then it doesn't matter. You can do it. But, I get in these hyped-up modes, and I want to do all of these things because I see, I see the huge opportunities. I see the benefits, and then the fear creeps in. So the difference between doing things and not doing things is combating that fear when it starts creeping in, and shut it down and just do it scared. I mean, I've been nervous about our call today. It is what it is. But unless you can combat that and get out of your comfort zone, you will not excel to what your God-given gifts are. We've all been given these gifts. And my belief is, things don't just come into your mind by themselves. They are put there. You are being spoken to. So you need to heed what you're hearing and not let fear, stop you from doing what God has set out for you to do. And so I believe very strongly in that. And when the fear really comes, I do the same thing. I pray on it. You have to pray on it. The answers will come.
Absolutely. And I try to make you as comfortable as possible. So I was doing my touch point, like cheering you on yesterday, like, hey, we're ready for tomorrow. We're ready for tomorrow. So call it.
And I was like, thank you, Jesus, for her. Thank you, Jesus, for her.
So I'm excited. And so how can a listening audience get in contact with you?
I have some fantastic things coming about very shortly. So right now, I can be reached at Dawn Leak on Facebook. I can also be reached at Dawn Leak, Finally Free, LLC on Facebook. I can be reached through my email, which is finallyfree1, the number one, LLC at gmail.com. So I have some very exciting things coming up. That y'all just connect with me, please, on Facebook, and then you'll see the huge rollout that's coming.
Okay. Do you want to give us a sneak peek of just a little bit?
Well, what I have going is I, too, will also have a podcast shortly. So that's pretty exciting, because if you knew my career, you would be amazed. So that is a feat in itself. My biggest nemesis is technology. So for me to say I'm going to have a podcast is like, you know, I don't even know. I can't even compare it to anything. Also going to roll out Finally Free Academy. So it's going to be, a group where you can, you know, listen in and learn all the different things about fear and change and embracing change and just tons and tons and tons of content and subjects. So I'm very excited about it. It's in the works now.
I am very proud of you. You know, when you start stepping into your lane of brilliance and expertise, things come to you naturally and organically, and the fear kind of dissipates because it's a natural thing. And I will tell you, I don't like technology either, and I've been doing a lot to grow myself in that area. But here's the other thing. I hire to my weaknesses. So
exactly.
I know what I do really well. So that's why I have elite conversations that produces my podcast. I go out and find the right guests, get the right content, and I let elite conversations work the magic for me. So I'll put that plug in right there.
Yes, and that is so the truth, because you know what? I have been like holding myself back just from trying to figure it out. And then, you know, we ignore what we fear. And it's like, I fear technology because it causes me so much anxiety because I'm just not good at it. And so I've just kind of ignored what I fear, and it has held me back in my business as an entrepreneur. So finally, I was just like, you know what? I'm fixing to hire some people, because obviously I am not conquering this one, you know, and I'm sitting dormant. I'm stuck. Because without the technology, of course, you're stuck. So, yeah, I did. I just hired on, and I have everything in the works, and it's like an elephant's been lifted off my shoulders, because now I'm able to excel and do everything that I've been dreaming about doing, you know, because someone else was handling the aggravating part. So, yes, I agree. Hire what you can't do.
Invest in yourself. So I can't believe it. The 30 minutes have passed already. And so, you know, Soul Sister, this conversation doesn't end today. So I want us to still remain connected beyond this podcast. I believe in connecting with others. And hopefully I'll get to Mississippi. I was invited by Kern to come for a speaking engagement as a speaker. But I was like, I can't do it during this COVID-19. So I'm going to have to miss out on the fried green tomatoes. but you enjoy them for me in Mississippi, and I will hopefully meet up with you in person at another time. So You be blessed. And thank you for appearing on my show. Thank you, listening audience, for taking the time to listen to our conversation today. I hope that you were able to glean a lot of helpful tips. I appreciated my guest, Dawn Leakes, her transparency, authenticity, as well as sharing the magical tips for being seen, being visible, and amplifying your voice. I'm signing off right now. Again, my name is Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant. I can be found at www.reachingwithinempowerment.com. I can be found on social media platforms, Reaching Within, as well as Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant. Thank you, and have a blessed day. Remain safe and healthy.